Okay, so our next presenter just before the break is Dr. Arash Shaban Nejad. Arash is an expert in ontology-based modeling. He obtained his PhD at Concordia University in computer science, and the title of his presentation today will be Ontology-Based Knowledge Modeling, Integrating and Applying Knowledge of Obesity to Guide Decisions About Interventions. I should perhaps emphasize that ontology is an important area in terms of bridging data and knowledge across different domains. So, Arash, thank you.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. So for this session, I mostly focus on the conceptual and computational aspects of capturing the domain knowledge in the area of obesity. So for this purpose, we implemented an ontology called COPE, stands for Childhood Obesity Prevention Knowledge Enterprise. Well, our main strategy for creating this ontology is, first of all, considering four major classes, including information on brain, gene, behavioral taxonomy, and social environmental factor. Then we look for possible knowledge sources in these areas. For example, for brain, we look existing databases and possible existing biomedical ontologies in brain structure, brain function. For gene, we look for existing databases like KEG and existing ontologies like gene ontology. And so combining information on brain and gene, we acquired some knowledge based on neurogenetic structure variations, and then applying the behavioral taxonomy on this neurogenetic structure gives us potential behavior for each person. And again, considering different social environmental factors, we can acquire the applied behavior for each individual or each community. And then we consider different knowledge sources on nutrition and health outcome to be able to infer new knowledge in this domain based on the health outcome and nutrition. So our approaches for knowledge modeling is we're starting from a data level, which are scattered number, maybe codes, and then we associate them to, for example, different meaningful piece of information. For example, we may have information on brain imaging, associating different numbers or measure to each brain image gives us a piece of information, a new information, and then combining all sorts of information using a framework called Resource Description Framework, or RDF, which is a triple structure composed of subject, predicate, object. You have like X related to Y through a relation Z. So we have created all sort of triple relationships between different objects, and we put them together. We call them ontology. And using this ontology, we would be able to derive some non-trivial inferences. For example, if you know there is a knowledge base on food, and there is a knowledge base on media, a knowledge base on obesity, and if you have a direct relationship between food and media, and we have a direct relationship between food and obesity, there might be a hidden relationship between the effect of media on obesity. Well, talking about the ontology, first of all, we have different sort of information and knowledge distributed online, for example. Humans have different interpretation and a different piece of knowledge. And well, they all see things differently, but they all have a common background knowledge which can distinguish between different objects they C, but they don't really share this feature with computer. For computer, looking at the genetic structure or McDonald's menu is interpreted as a bunch of ASCII codes. So we need something between human and computers to make existing knowledge understandable for both human and computer and computationally accessible for both. To give you an example, if you have a definition of cell in your system, this cell might be referred to different conceptualization. So you may have cell as a part of organism. You may have a cell phone or a cell as a jail. And if you use logic to define cell as an anatomical structure which consists of cytoplasm surrounded by plasma membrane, then you can literally refer to one particular object in the real world. So we use ontology, so we have different definition of ontology. The one I prefer in computer science is the formal explicit specification of a shared conceptualization means we have to have some kind of machine readable structure with different components, and this component should be defined based on distinction between concepts, which are if you have an idea about database modeling, it's like classes in database, and the real data in the database called instances, so we call them individual in ontology, and the relationship between these concepts and their instances. For example, you may have a concept human, but in real world you can point to, for example, one specific person called Mr. Smith, and this is an individual of that concept within the ontology. And then you can define different kind of properties for this individual. For example, this individual may have a phone number, may have specific genetic information, and so all information captured in ontology should be based on some kind of shared conceptualization. It means it should be based on consensual knowledge. And for the conceptualization, we usually use some kind of formal representation. Well, different examples of taxonomies and hierarchies in everyday life. So you may have experiences working with Google or eBay. Well, let's say the easiest model is genealogy trees. You have different relationship, parent, child, sibling relationships. And so this is, for example, gene ontology. It's one of the popular ontologies in the medicine. And the purpose of corp ontology is, first of all, sharing common knowledge about domain of obesity. We use corp for facilitating the inferencing process to acquire new knowledge out of the existing knowledge. Also, we can use this for performing some kind of computational task on text mining, indexing, tagging, and also it can help us for managing the scalability of a complex system to break it down to reusable pieces. So for developing ontology, we usually follow some certain steps. For example, here we start with specifying the domain. First of all, defining the granularity, how far you want to go for modeling your domain. As an example, if you want to model an ontology for airplane based on the fact that we are modeling the ontology for to be used by a plane engineer or to be used by a pilot, so the level of detail would be different. For example, for pilot, you don't need to break the engine down to the little pieces. And then we go for acquiring knowledge out of existing literature, databases, talking with domain experts, and for the implementation, we usually use some kind of formal knowledge representation language. And also we use some kind of automatic reasoner to perform the evaluation. So for the domain of obesity, we have different components. So each of them, based on the level of granularity, can be broken down to maybe multiple ontologies by themselves. So here is our main scope for now. So we divided our domain into five major components, focusing on individual and community, also talking about behavioral aspects, social environmental factors, and nutrition information, and also health system. So as you can see, we have in simple taxonomies usually have only vertical relationship, parent-child relationship. In ontologies, you have associative relationship, means relationship between different siblings. So you can easily consider each of, for example, this component as one individual ontology, which are related to each other based using this horizontal, I don't know if you have mouse, you know, these blue relationships. For a formal representation, we use a description logic to explain each concept. For example, give you a common sense example. We talk about family relationship. So we use logic to define each concept, what mothership means, what, for example, parentship means, what is children, what is man, what is woman. And for example, based on these preliminary definitions, you can now define the concept of, let's say, uncle. If you have Charles in here, we can define if a Charles is a man and he has a parent and his parent has other children, then this individual Charles is an uncle for the children, for the other children, and for the children of his sibling. Then you can use logical reasoner to check the consistency of, for example, your ontology. For example, you may ask, is there a woman which is not, is it a mother which is not a woman? Then you get an error, so based on your basic conceptualization. So considering in the real application, we may have millions of relationships. And for example, in one of the European-funded projects, they were talking about almost 30 billion classes and 290 million relationships. So just consider the complexity. This even trivial inferencing in such a scale would be great benefit. Okay, so we use this description logic to implement ontology. So we visualize it, use it using ontograph. And so it's a bigger picture on the top concept. So that's exactly reflects the one I showed the scope of the ontology. So then we can use different reasoner. For example, we use eraser and palette description logic reasoner to identify any inconsistency or unsatisfiability, any redundancy or any hidden relationship between our concepts. So for extracting our knowledge, so we use existing biomedical ontologies like ICD-9, MESH, and some part of AgroBook, which is FAO agricultural product ontology. And for the parts related to interaction between brain and genes, we use Neuralex and BurnLex, which are two knowledge bases on neurogenetic aspects of human. So, as you may see, it's there are lots of problems in existing biomedical ontology in terms of defining concepts like obesity. For example, in MESH, which is a widely used nomenclature in the area of medicine, the concept of obesity has been defined as a status with body weight that is grossly above the acceptable or desirable weight, usually due to accumulation of excess fat in the body. The standards may vary. So if you notice, so concepts like grossly acceptable and desirable are not really tangible in the scientific sense. Also in SNOMED, which is quite standard terminology in medicine, we don't really have any distinction between adulthood obesity and childhood obesity. So all this should be considered in our ontology. So another example, finding information on nutrition facts in using, for example, the existing medical ontologies and other industrial ontologies, let's say Agrobook, you can't really find information on high fructose corn syrup, which is a type of added sugar in classic sodas. And so this is another gap that we trying to cover, this kind of discrepancies. And for the application scenarios, we're targeting to answer different questions at individual and community level. For the individual level, you may be you may want to ask questions such as combination of a diet and physical activity for a 13 years old girl living in specific area of Montreal and diagnosed with obesity along with type 2 diabetes and joint pains. So to answer questions like this, so we need an integrated framework which covers lots of existing information from the genomic level to school physical activity level programs. At the community level, we may be able to talk about queries and the potential impact of installing bike stations at a specific zone in, again, let's say, Ville Saint-Laurent, and the consumer buying behavior and the obesity rate of the population. So again, we need to consider lots of knowledge sources available to answer this kind of queries. So the key for all this type of queries is integration. So how successful is the integration between existing knowledge sources is the key to answer these problems. So as an application scenario, we are currently working on using ontology, pop ontology, to study different behavioral intervention. For example, one individual, Alice, may consume different types of sugar-sweetened beverages, and she has certain behaviors, and one of these behaviors are like social behavior, which one of the classes of social behavior might be social networking. With advances in social networking today, it can be done to different social media, and we know, for example, social media has some relationship with one type of addiction, which is social media addiction, and it has some effect on childhood psychiatric disorder. So one of them, for example, anxiety, phobia, and this childhood psychiatric disorder has effect on obesity, which itself has effect on increasing the risk of chronic diseases. So you may ask different queries to find out what's the effect of consumption of, for example, one product by one age group on its behavior. Another application scenario is using a corp ontology to find out, for example, trends in different online social networking site. For example, we consider mom's social networking site where they exchange the information, the experiences on their child, their children, and so you may be able to find out, for example, what's the trend about one product in community during a specific period. So our future work would be mostly focusing on enriching the core ontological structure and incorporating more advanced social networking media and Web2, and also defining more real-world queries to be answered by the core ontology. Thank you.
Thank you, Arash. Any questions for Arash on ontology? For the topic to bridge knowledge, I have a question on whether you can use ontology to bridge knowledge across time. So in other words, to study what type of dominant knowledge type is produced in a given discipline over time. And I guess part of the ETS initiative is to understand why do we, or how do we produce the same kind of knowledge in a given discipline, and not sort of think outside about. So some people are now analyzing the dominant types of knowledge produced over time, say surgery or psychiatry. Can you use ontology to present as a methodological tool?
Well, yeah, definitely you can use it. You can apply different temporal methods to ontology modeling. But most of existing ontology development method is based on time-dependent patterns. Independent patterns, sorry. And but you can definitely, and you have to do this because ontology tends to capture knowledge about one phenomenon in the real world. And as real world is changing, our knowledge usually changing, so we need to affect this change within the ontology structure. As an example, let's say, for example, modeling a concept like bookstore in 20 years ago might be like considering a physical store with lots of shelves, books, but now you have online bookstores. You have, for example, bookstores sells muffin and coffee. So the lots of changes and just one concept of bookstore to time. So it should be affected in the ontological structure.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break until 2:20 and we'll be back in 20 minutes.